One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Man City got looting at home. 3 p.m.
Crystal Palace.
And Liverpool's got Palace.
Liverpool got Palace.
And then we got Aston Villa, 4:30 kickoff.
Ooh.
Last game out of the three.
But Liverpool had the last game out of the three.
And look what happened.
The pendulum
swings.
They
drew. They drew. I'm saying Man City.
You say you're going to draw?
Oh, this is it. The Arsenal fans.
It's fair. It's fair.
It's fair, man.
Trust me.
I don't think we're going to draw to Villa at home.
Are you want to tie it?
Bro, you're so rattled, man. Here,
I'm scared of this going to the left. So, this guy scares me, man.
I miss WrestleMania, man.
Oh my god, it was so good. Who saw WrestleMania?
Nah, not yet, man.
Not yet.
Been too busy, man. You see what happened in the main event?
No.
I saw Speed.
I saw Speed. Shout him out.
Nope.
I saw Drew McIntyre tweet.
Nope.
Meek Mill.
Nope.
That was bad, though.
Did anyone see the main event?
I don't think you should spoil it, then.
Yeah, please don't spoil it, man.
It's coming out on Friday.
Yeah, but you're going to spoil it for us. I don't care about them. Respectfully.
Yeah, I didn't know how to get around that.
Respectfully.
Sorry,
how do you say that respectfully, my bro?
Crowd, you're going to have to wait.
Oh, when did you get that watch?
Oh, you got one, yeah?
Yeah. Told you, bro, but these over Rolexes. We don't do Rolex no more. We do this.
You can do both.
Especially if you've never started doing one.
Mine always tells me I'm too loud or where I am is too loud.
Yeah, yeah, same.
How do you stop that?
Go somewhere quiet. Wow.
Boys, it's a bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
It's important that we do bonus episodes every now and then because I don't know about you lot, but it's like, is it really a bonus episode? It's a bonus episode, yeah.
I know what you're going to say. I don't know about you lot, but as you're getting older, bonus are coming less.
No. Now you've got a circulation.
You're
there first.
You've got issues, guys.
Yeah, you're the oldest, so you're there first.
Oh no. If you weren't going to say that, I wasn't going to say it. I was thought he was going to say it.
No, I was going to say, I don't know about you lot, right? Premier League this season, it's a free horse race.
Mm-hmm.
And
how
do I verbalise this?
2.5.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's free.
Liverpool don't deserve to be in there anymore.
No.
They've not taken it seriously enough, and let's be honest. But we'll talk about that. But my thing is, does it feel like the most exciting title race in years? Do you wake up thinking, oh, the next game's so tense? Like, Arsenal played Brighton at 5:30. Oh. I was a bit like, can we just skip to the end where the 3 points happened?
I'm with you, T.
City went 1-0 down against Palace. I was like, can we just skip to the end where
they get the
City
3 points.
Four goals?
Yeah. The midweek game. Who played midweek? Who played midweek?
Arsenal
rested players against Arsenal.
Mate, it just felt so weird. It felt like any games.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on, there's 9 games left. This should be like tense. I couldn't believe it. You're right. Why is it like that?
Everton just got deducted points again. And Luton
won this weekend.
They beat Bournemouth. And Sheffield United keep getting draws and stuff. Yeah. And Burnley keep getting draws and stuff. But look at the table. There's nothing happening.
That relegation battle was good, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
No, not really, man.
It's like 2 points between 4 teams.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Like, it's like that and we're still not excited, though.
Honestly, boys. You gotta join me, Championship.
That's good.
It's kind of
already. I'll be watching Championship.
You know what? You didn't introduce it. It's just like crazy.
It's switch. The race for promotion, the race for who's gonna win the league, the relegation battle. Oh my!
Even League One. Wrexham.
You're getting mad now. Too mad now.
No, but there's a top three. There's top.
No,
three
yeah, Wrexham,
well.
Mansfield, and someone else. Yeah, they're going off still.
Steve-O, to go off your point though, I was at the Arsenal game, and I don't understand why the whole atmosphere. There's like 8-9 games to go.
we should be buzzing. Crazy. It should be going crazy. I have not seen it that flat. It's like no one cared.
I think your manager took this thing out of that by just playing a rando team, which I respect.
Which was right.
Yeah, it worked. If it worked, it was right. That's it. That's the rule.
Adding to that as well, as a West Ham fan, and I've said this, we said this early on in the season, when we lost about four or five games when Paqueta was out, and we still stayed like 8th, 7th. What's going on here? We've been playing. I think we've had quite a poor season, really, which is weird to say, and we're still in 7th or 8th. Sorry.
Luckily for you, Chelsea and Newcastle.
But we can't. It's every year. There's two teams that you just write off because it's like, oh, well, lucky day.
Well, no, I think that's the Prem now. Every year there's a write off.
Yeah. Is that because managers are not even getting enough time to get settled before you know? If you don't get it right within 24 months, time
I just feel like the next. Smaller teams are getting better.
I heard there's a conspiracy that Poch has been sent out by Spurs to Chelsea. I swear that's a Tottenham conspiracy. The crowd will know this.
I've heard they sent Dier after Kane.
Yes,
to ruin Kane's
season. You've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, what, Tottenham are doing that, yeah?
Why else would Reguilón go to United?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was good this weekend as well, Reguilón.
They're doing them type of conspiracy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen
Tottenham Dier on it.
Yeah, but what are they doing then?
No. It's a long game, they said. It's a long game.
Tottenham are doing well, though.
They're
doing their thing, but you should be challenging for some trophies, at least, though.
Respectfully. Well, they'd have to be in Europe to challenge for some trophies.
No, FA Cup, Carling Cup. Tottenham, they should be grabbing. They should be going for trophies now.
Carling Cup.
I know. You know what? We got viewers that don't know what Carling Cup is.
No, right? I was thinking that, yeah.
They call it Capital One Cup.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm calling it, man.
What is it called now?
It can change.
Carabao.
Is it though? Yeah.
Oh, it's Carabao.
I think it's Carabao.
It's Carabao Cup.
Did you lot see Troy Deeney's meal deal on Instagram?
No, what was it? What did he pick?
Troy Deeney had an egg and cress sandwich and salt and vinegar discos.
The sandwich is rubbish.
I didn't see what drink he had, but for the purpose of the story, I'm going to say Iron Brew.
I love Iron Brew. Did you know it's a tutti frutti flavour? I found that out last week.
That's what the flavour of Iron Brew is.
Yeah.
Tutti frutti?
Oh, wow. I thought it was just iron.
No.
Brewing.
Brewed iron.
I don't know why it was.
What came first, tutti or the Iron Brew?
Oh.
Cause maybe the...
The tutti? Is tutti even a flavour? Like a fruit or something?
I don't know. This table is... We're finished.
Maybe tutti frutti's Iron Brew flavour.
I will always say this though. When I remember going to Scotland, the first couple of times I went to Scotland and being like, wow, like McDonald's has Iron Brew. It's Coke, well, Fanta, Sprite,
I'm
Iron
now
Brew.
And I'm wowing. So.
Yeah. It's on the tap in bars, in clubs, Iron Brew with the lemonade and the Coke, Iron Brew's there.
I feel like you've had a Tizer this year, Steve-O.
That's my favourite drink. Are you joking me?
You joking me?
I get it every other week, bro.
He's always got Tizer.
Steve-O.
I'm old school when it comes to my snacks and everything, man. I'll be honest, I need to try some new stuff. So
I want a Panda Pop. I ain't had one of those in ages, man.
I don't know if they're still about.
I don't think you should, man.
Someone
sugar
has a Panda
tax
Pop.
Would have killed that. If it's only 25p, sugar tax on that long.
Remember the drink, the fifth one, they're probably about 80p now, but the ones, the cartons.
The cups.
Used to turn it round.
Yeah.
That's like Calippo. Calippo.
Yeah, they do them as well. Yeah.
But on the subject of Scotland, did anyone see Rabbi Matondo score
that
the last minute?
Yeah, man, well done.
The game was crazy.
I didn't know there was no fans in Old Firm games.
I didn't realise that. There was no Celtic fans. When
so that was all
silence.
Rangers fans.
That game was crazy.
Is the beef that mad?
The game was crazy.
I think that ban ends
next
season.
Actually, when we went Celtic and we done the whole away days.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
was it crazy?
The way that the Celtic fans were getting onto me. You remember that?
Yeah,
that was my first like a group of like they wasn't at me.
What did you learn?
I had a Mars bar. That
battered
was 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
Battered Mars bar.
Yeah. Battered Mars bar. 1,000 calories.
They do battered pizza in Glasgow.
Oh, the first curry was made. The first curry takeaway was in Scotland.
Something like that.
Seriously?
No, there's a specific dish.
I don't believe that.
Oh, is it? It's a dish.
It's like corn, chicken korma maybe?
Oh.
Something like that.
Not vindaloo. It was something that I was like, whoa.
And it was invented
Scottish.
In Scotland. Yeah.
Vindaloo.
In Glasgow.
Great song.
And the first live TV broadcast was from Glasgow. Right?
Who?
Is that right?
Oh, that's the train station. The hotel thing.
Yeah.
Go on, I was wondering.
Is Vindaloo like, is it there? Did they name it Vindaloo? Because it sounds so English. Vindaloo.
I think that might be the one that Scottish people made, I swear to God.
No, I don't think
no?
so.
No?
It can't be theirs.
Vindaloo. Yeah, Vindaloo.
That doesn't sound
Vindaloo
like an Indian dish.
It's derived from the Portuguese word vina de alhos, which refers to the dish's two key ingredients.
So the Portuguese made Vindaloo.
I just came from there. I don't have one.
But there's a lot of Indians in Portugal, though.
Mm-hmm. Is there?
Yeah, there is. Oh, there is. Goa, Goa.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. is.
There's a lot of Goans.
Learning with Miles, my brother.
There is. They speak Portuguese.
My G.
Portuguese, sorry.
You're back from Portugal, Jordy. How was that?
Yeah.
Hills.
You took Miles' advice.
I didn't know there were so many hills.
Yeah, man. You might take a flight now, man. You might take a flight. We've got another member that's on the lay right now.
Did it get windy?
Taking flights.
No, it was very sunny. Okay. A lot of hills, though. Nobody told me there's so many hills. Until I Googled it, and it's called the City of Seven Hills.
Sporting versus Benfica, but Sporting won, so they're probably champions now.
Yes, I think they are. Very expensive game, by the way.
What do you mean?
To get into.
Yes.
How much?
I mean, it was the title decider, basically.
To the actual game.
Yeah, man.
How did you manage to get a ticket?
I'm Portuguese.
That's not a way to get a ticket.
Was it available yet?
Fala Portuguese.
Well, clearly you went.
Bad seats, good seats?
Fala Portuguese.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Were they good?
Benfica better.
How's Porto doing nowadays?
Porto?
Mm. Can we just stick with Sporting?
Yeah, not as good as the top two, which is Benfica. I didn't know Benfica's in Lisbon.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I just thought it was the best two teams in the country. I didn't know Benfica's
in... It's a derby.
Ah, see, there you go.
No, I didn't know.
Nor did I.
Yeah, I thought it was a derby because they're the best two teams.
I didn't know that.
The Swedish striker. Wait, good. So you didn't know that either?
No. No, I didn't know that, bro. I thought Benfica was another part of Portugal.
Huh?
The Swedish striker, that's it.
Sporting,
he's not good.
The one that from Coventry?
Coventry. Yeah, I didn't know.
Is he Swedish?
Yeah.
He's got a terrible celebration.
Horrible.
He does like the Bane mask. Horrible.
That's good. You can't run, though. Isn't it? You need your arms to run.
Oh, my days. The other day, boys, when I went to the boxing, I was sitting down.
I saw you. You was in the queue with the people then. I saw you, little head.
You were sitting down?
Hell of a card, by the way.
It was a great card. Great fight. Shout out to...
like four rows back, innit? You was there.
No, I was there. I was.
Out of ring.
Was it right behind...
The cage.
Important people, though.
Yeah. I was in VIP, but it was right behind the people that do news. The news. The fucking...
Oh, the media.
Press.
The media
press. It was right behind press.
Yeah, yeah.
I said the news.
Trevor McDonald and them hands. Like.
That was terrible.
How was it though? Was that your first time? Like,
no, not live, but the first time.
No, in them sort of like
VIP.
Seats,
yeah. So I went there. So it was a nightmare to get a seat to begin with. Oh my god! Don't even get me started.
Yeah, because boxers, they just sit anywhere.
Yeah, so I go sit down. The row's empty. So the girl from Top Boy sitting there. The Jasmine Jobson.
You said Jobson.
So she's sitting there. Yeah, Jasmine's sitting there. So obviously she's there and I'm here, but I'm not saying anything to her. But she's just. But I have to say something eventually, innit? We're just watching boxing, innit? And no one else is there. So you're right. Yeah. You like boxing? Yeah, she likes boxing. Came by herself as well. She's a big fan of boxing. Then after I look a few rows down, Zoo's over there doing his thing. Yeah, shout out Zoo. Then Antonio.
Mikel Antonio.
Yeah, Mikel Antonio.
He didn't dress good for that one.
He loved it. He put it on his Instagram.
No, the outfit was all right. It was quite clean though, to be fair.
The black thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a two-piece. It looked all right. I'm not going to lie. It looked all right. So he's looking for a seat, but he looks lost. So I've got loads of spare seats, isn't it? So I look at him like, yo. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he comes over. Sits down next to me, yeah. So we're chatting for time.
So you got Antonio in?
So but he didn't know where to sit, so you might as well just sit the front row with us. Then after that, me. So it's me, Jack, and Antonio now.
Jasmine Jobson.
Little squad, you're building a little squad over there now. Come on.
Comes to the main event, look to my left, Troy Deeney comes now.
Oh, it's done. With the sandwich and the disco.
There goes the neighborhood.
Troy.
There goes the neighborhood.
He's at Miles. So obviously, yeah, we're there chatting. So he's sitting there now. So it was Jack's. Mikel Antonio.
Jasmine
Miles.
Jobson. Don't call her character name.
Jasmine Miles. Jasmine
Miles was there.
Miles, Antonio.
And Deeney.
And they're just taking bare pictures, and I'm just looking like, please don't get me in.
You must have been a couple of them then.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like an imposter.
Come on, bro.
No, man. You're big, man. Miles. Come on, best looking brother.
Imposter syndrome, man.
Nah, they ain't going to tag me.
What's they going to tag you?
Tag. They're going to get missed out.
What to you, Miles, man?
They ain't going to tag me.
Yes, Miles. Big Miles.
Oh, yeah, we're sitting next to another boxer. Fowler. Forgot his first name.
Anthony.
Yes. He's Robbie Fowler's cousin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Robbie Fowler manages.
In fact, talking of boxing and Anthony Fowler, have you not seen the thing on iPlayer called The Stable?
No.
You should watch it. Shane McGuigan's Stable.
The same guy, Anthony Fowler, was in that same stable. Watched it the night
before. That's why I said it.
The night before. He came and sat next to me.
Yeah.
You know when you lot see people, like famous people, going about their business? Do you go up to them? You say stuff?
I was just standing there. Kano nodded at me. So he knows who I was.
Chat to them, Miles.
I didn't even try to tee that up, but that's there.
Ooh, ooh. I saw a famous one, the wicked one. You're gonna love this one.
Go ahead.
I'm in central London. Done a wrong turn, span round.
How was you driving again? My guy.
I see, but it's perfect how this landed, right? I see Alex McLeish.
Yeah.
I said, mate, for me, he's one of the legend managers. I don't care. Right?
No,
yes, he fucking is.
No,
yes, he is.
Alex McLeish
from Rangers, bro.
Ali McQuist.
No, McLeish, he said Rangers, Alex McLeish, bro. I know when he come over here, he didn't do too well, but he's a legend at Rangers.
Did Alex McLeish win the cup for Birmingham?
I think he did, yeah.
Hang on. So I saw him, I got excited, man. He was being tipped to be United manager once, right? Anyway, I said, Alec, because it's Alec, isn't it? Not Alex. I said, Alec. He went, he comes over to me, like he knew me. So I've stopped the car, like, shaking down. I said, oh, mate. I said, you don't know me. I said, I do YouTube. My name's Steve Adamab, and you're a legend, man. Like, I said, blah, blah. And he went, oh, wicked. Nice to meet you, man. As I'm driving off, someone sees me. Steve-o! Yeah, you get me. You know I am not Alec, but you're not. And Alec's like, No, I wish I took his number, man. I swear to God, it was like a 1 minute of like our energies were. He's a good guy, man.
Two-time Scottish Premier League.
Is that
winner.
Two?
He's a legend.
Why do you ask him to come on Filthy?
I'll DM him if he remembers me. He's gonna remember that.
He's
trust
got
me,
Instagram.
I don't know. He must have. If you come on.
I saw Pedro Neto.
He did.
I saw him as well. No.
Who's that one? Oh, the keeper.
the player, bro. The Wolves, right winger.
Who's
Wolves,
that
one? Oh, bad boy.
Come on.
That's why they say we don't know ball, we're just vibes.
Man said the keeper.
Alec McLeish.
Legend.
Oh, I saw McCracken. So funny.
That was a good one.
You saw who?
McCracken?
Rob McCracken?
No, Gordon Strachan. Every time with the Gordon Strachan story.
That's a joke. McCracken.
I don't know if you lot have met
Phil.
Gordon.
Oh. Strachan.
Gordon Strachan.
Lucas Moura. See him in the Nike shop in Florida.
Nike.
Mm. Also in the Nike shop. They all go there, by the way, in Florida. This is where you go and sit. Kevin Keegan, mate, my dad. Oh my God. Me, Kev, and my dad. We was
me,
talking.
Me, Kevin, Kev.
He's Kev. Kev.
Oh, you're not Kevin Jr.?
My dad's not
Kev. Dad's not Kev.
What's your dad's name?
Steve.
No, Steve.
No, it's not.
Steve. See, he's a junior.
Your dad's name's not Steve.
Steve Stevens.
Your dad's name's not Steve.
He's
a junior.
My dad watches Filthy, you know. Yeah.
Your
dad's name's not Stephen Stevens.
Nah, my dad's. So they call it. So that's because you idiots. So when he come over to England, his name's Anel. Yeah, big up Anel. Yeah, but because everyone called him his second name Stevens, everyone used to call him Steve-o. Steve. My mum met him, introduced him as his name as Steve.
Oh.
She now then starts calling him Stephen.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's his name to
so
everyone.
He's really
all the
Steve Stevens.
Yeah, so he's Steve Stevens, yeah.
No way.
But Gary Neville's his real
Gary
name.
Neville's dad.
Neville.
Is Neville Neville.
Big up Neville, man.
Oh, Neville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people do. I had a Chris Christofferson.
So, look, Arsenal, they're taking care of business. Man City, they're taking care of business.
Yeah.
The fixture list looks like Man City are in the best position to win the Premier League. It's hard to argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't it feel exciting?
I know why.
Oh my God, I've got it.
I've got it.
Go on.
Do you think you've got it more than I've got it?
No, but yours is like, so I think you can go first. In case mine's not. But I've got something.
Pep is Drake.
Oh. Jesus
oh, facts,
Christ.
Yeah.
Arteta is Cole.
Yeah.
And Klopp is Kendrick.
100%. Klopp wants beef, but now he's a loser.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Nah,
Kendrick's not a loser, though.
But Drake and Arteta and Cole, Pep are not going to shoot at each other.
Nah. They're on tour together.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
And it's a trifecta. We need a fourth.
So what we're saying is, so back in the day when Fergie, Wenger was all going at it, that brought to...
Entertainment.
Us going at it. But my thing wasn't that. My thing is, because every day... on the internet, we're all beefing. Everyone's beefing every single day. Like, it's every day's a beef. So we're just so used to beefing and battling each other that when they're actually battling at the top of the table, it doesn't mean nothing because they're battling anyway. I'm arguing with Arsenal fans all the time and I'm a West Ham fan. Like,
but wasn't it a bit more evenly balanced? I'm trying to think about battles from back in the day. Arsene Wenger, Arsene Wenger, Ferguson was a bit evenly balanced after Wenger comes for 2 years, he wins something. Mourinho came evenly balanced with...
So Man City, that's gone.
Man City, yeah, okay, but you can't really argue the man that's up there.
No, but for that reason though, Poe, now that they're not just all the way up there and it's like that, it should be exciting.
But it's not neck and neck. They've just done a treble.
Even the big games that when these guys meet, it's just draws.
Whoa. Just
tactical draws. Like, the games aren't even exciting, are they?
That's true as well.
The fans kill it though, man. We kill it.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm going to forgive you for this because I think it's the, probably Man City's lack of fans that means that there's a lack of tension.
Yeah. That could be one thing.
I listened to an interview of Alex Caruso. Used to play for the Lakers. I think he plays for the Bulls now. And Alex Caruso was saying that he doesn't support any team in any sport apart from Manchester City.
Why?
And he's like, I'm not a front runner though. I started supporting them 12 years ago. Manchester City in 2012. Oh yeah, there they are.
But I just think the fans take the fun out of it because obviously now if you drop points or you have a stinker, everybody's onto you, and so nobody really wants to put out their chest and say, "Yeah, we're going to win it," or "We're going to win it." Like the fans, I think the fans have killed it personally.
Every fan base has their pre-made excuses. Mm. Every fan base has their pre-written joke.
Yep.
Every fan base has their pre-readied gif. Like, Kobbie made a new performance today, and it's a gif of some random guy.
Or has Pep, I still think he's the best of all time. Nah, him and Fergie. Has he made it boring? Pep has he makes it boring, to be fair. He's made it. If this was just Liverpool. Yeah, exactly. If this was just Liverpool and Arsenal, it'd be fun.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be way more fun. But because we know what they're about, and they'll just get a 3-0 win, possession, it's not fun.
But you said it earlier, bro, about the championship, right? The middle's good. But like, there's still other parts of the league. If the top's gone for us,
I said that.
Was you that said? Sorry.
No. Carry on your point.
Nowhere in the Premier League is interesting right now.
Yeah.
But it could end up being five teams get Champions League anyway.
Yeah.
The middle of the table: Newcastle, Chelsea, Brighton, West Ham, Wolves. No one cares. The relegation, like the three newly promoted teams, as we said at the beginning of the season, they're just there. And like Forest and Everton are above them. They've both been docked points just to make it interesting.
I can't believe Luton are there though.
Boys, we've been talking about the Premier League for years, how the dip, right? And then there was recently we said, oh, it's come back a bit. From the yesteryear, obviously quality's up, but the excitement because of the rivalry, players that are friends now, like Saka and Madison, like it's all too friendly.
You know what, I think it's Americanization of how football is talked about now. Because you look at Chelsea, them being ninth is shocking. It's outrageous. A year again, not in Europe.
Like,
But no one talks about it because it's like, they talk about it, but like, it can't land because everything's all so like, well, they've got this billionaire owner and they've changed manager and they've bought these young players.
So we don't give time for the huge rebuild no more.
When has there ever been a huge rebuild like that?
Never. But surely you've got to give that time. That's a massive rebuild.
Has Arsenal not been through?
No, because Arsenal had to do it on the cheap.
Ooh, 600 and something million spent, by the way.
Don't do that.
You've been doing it on the cheap, bro. Now, in reality, compared to what Chelsea just turned around one day and just
you got rushed, bro.
Let's spend a billion.
Yeah, but okay. So Chelsea spent a billion, which is, you're 400 million. That's like four.
Yeah, but the
four,
first time
players.
When Arteta first came, you take a look at them first proper signings that we had to deal with. That wasn't what Chelsea got with
Martinelli
Pochettino.
And them.
Come on, man. Who's a centre back we got from Brazil? The Spanish guy from Brazil again?
Pablo Mari.
Come on, my guy. Pablo Mari.
So, but I watched it the other day. Like, he started slow, and then as soon as you lot sort of had the green light to say, look, we think we can challenge, then he started going crazy, especially the last transfer window.
No, I disagree. I just think they got the signings right. I think Odegaard wasn't like some crazy expensive
signing
for them.
That was 35 maybe. Yeah,
that's just nothing. A good 35 signing.
But it's the season after that now, like, which is probably
this
one now.
But they get to Europe, and then they justify the spending. They've cleared their wages because they've got Aubameyang off, they got Lacazette off. I don't think comparing Chelsea to Arsenal is fair. I'm just saying.
Nowhere near fair.
I'm just saying Chelsea doing this is abnormal, but as a fan of the Premier League, there's only 20 spots in there. We just got a team that's just gone, don't worry about us.
Is it a type of situation where, because it was like a fresh start, players themselves and agents themselves might have looked at the situation like, we'll give this 2-3 years, so everyone else kind of gives it
they
a try.
If nothing
happens within the next 2 years, maybe that perception of Chelsea changes.
Just think about us as fans though, like they've punted on another season, and as an NFL term.
Yeah, but to be fair, like the last time this happened under a Chelsea when Abramovich was there, I think it didn't Jose come in? I remember they finished seventh one season or something like that, and then the following season they kind of packed
this
it in.
This is but 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but they got a new owner now, so it's like they don't even. I don't think they even know how to respond to that type of situation. Maybe the staff is not there, so I still give them a black because it is from top to bottom.
I'm not even saying it's not excusable what they're doing. I'm just saying from the perspective of the fan, Chelsea have massively taken away from the Premier League this year.
He made a point though, and I want to sort of go back to it, and that was the American way. And how fans are. I've been going to a few American sporting events and I'm standing next to the opposing team's fans, like having hot cocoa with them and stuff like that. It was weird. It's lovely. Yeah. It is nice. But football's, I don't know if it's supposed to be nice.
They're making it Hollywood, bro.
But the thing is, touching on what you said about Chelsea, yeah, they could afford, Chelsea can afford to have a bozo season or a crap season. Same with Man United.
In theory.
But what we would do as fans or what people would do is like, okay, cool. Next season, they might be good again because we know what Chelsea and Man United are about.
So that's why
some people just write off this season.
And I'm not even saying like Chelsea, the project can't work or anything like that. I'm just saying like they're ninth. They've lost, 10 games this year, a third of their games.
This is bad, man. This is bad.
But they're not a big club like that though.
Pardon?
They're not, man.
Chelsea's not a big club.
I'm talking
like
about
what?
Like socially, like on social media and all that. Like, because if that was Arsenal, if that was Man United, like it is Man United now.
Yeah.
Like you hear people talk about it more because they're bigger clubs worldwide. So Chelsea could be ninth and no one really cares about it, really.
So maybe that comes down to as well. So reason why Man United fans, Arsenal fans get on it because they speak the most. Let's be fair.
But because of the history we've had in the Premier League though.
But Chelsea's had better history
have had
in the Premier League.
But they've had a period of success. Arsenal and Man United
they've had two
for the whole
periods of success.
Yeah, but from the beginning of the Premier League until now, even till now, Man United hasn't been successful. Granted, last 10 years, Arsenal for the past 20 years hasn't been successful. Yeah, but from the beginning, from the Premier League started, we've always been there. We've always been spoken about. It's always been Arsenal. And
not
Man
really.
United.
It's more when Wenger came.
The gap between the Premier League starting and Chelsea becoming good is shorter than the gap between winning the Light League and now.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying Chelsea don't have that history, that stamp on the Premier League. Even though they've won trophies, yeah.
I don't know. I know what he's saying,
Arsenal,
but I don't know what he's saying.
Arsenal and Man United globally are bigger than Chelsea, yeah? Fact. Everyone knows that. Fact. They are.
Yeah.
So if when Arsenal was in our dip, we were still relevant. People still talk about.
I don't think the distance between.
Yeah,
is
I don't
that
know if it's big.
Enough.
I know. No, I
no,
don't know.
No one cares about. Imagine,
no, people
imagine
care about Chelsea.
Imagine
bro.
Arteta was ninth right now and doing what he's doing.
No, people care about Chelsea, bro.
I just think it's a case of Premier League fans have built up quite a low expectation now, and I don't want to be harsh on Arsenal versus Man City the other day, but it was not like
it was not exciting, fun. Bro.
No, it wasn't fun at all.
It's fun if you like a certain type of thing. It's like
I like the second half.
Yeah, like there's bits to enjoy about it, but it wasn't fun. Not like, but then Liverpool versus City over the years hasn't always been the best games. A lot of nil-nil.
I don't enjoy them games.
A lot, yeah. And now we're at a point where
Liverpool,
it's all on the line. Like none of the top three teams have lost in their last five, which is just that's unreasonable. Like 15 games with no defeats between three teams is crazy.
It's tight, man.
There's no tension. No one's throwing anything. Like Arteta should get commended because he went to City and said, "I'm going to defend and I'm going to play Pep style and we're going to try and break and we're going to try and score goals."
But do you think that's down to the managers as though? Because Pep Guardiola and Klopp, their rivalry was a bit. It's nice. It was a nice rivalry. It was respectable.
And I hate going back.
If that's Mourinho and Wenger or Fergie.
I hate going back to that.
But usually, because there's one guy that puts everybody in compromising situations. So Jose Mourinho comes in and says, "I'm the special one." That instantly puts everyone's back against the wall if you don't know who this guy is. When Alex Ferguson came in, when Wenger came in, he started telling Ferguson what to do. Ferguson instantly got his back against the wall, like you're from Japan, all sorts. No one's really come in and saying anything.
You calling them racist or something?
No, that's what Ferguson said. I'm just telling you what Ferguson said.
What? When is the last time someone, like back in the day.
What's going on at that table, man?
What'd you do?
His foot is big.
Even 6-7 years ago, you would like wait for the press conference tweets to come out. Like, oh, we asked the manager about this. We asked the manager about that. Like, when's the last time someone said, like Ange Postecoglou does his witty banter.
See, there's too much because we're getting it every day now. We're getting information.
But no one
every
says
day.
Anything.
No one like, says anything
like,
though.
I was saying the other day when I went to Newcastle and I was talking to these Newcastle fans and they're just like, yeah. It's all
I
right.
bet if you,
we so, had fun this year.
I bet if you look, I don't know, which you lot do, you've got the Athletic and things like that. They're there. The stuff's there. Talking to these managers and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's not. They're not saying anything.
I think you've got to try and understand their POV though, because like Mal said, the phone, like the press is, it gets into the dressing room now more than ever. You know what I'm saying? So they probably got to give generic answers so they don't get no flipping bad press and one player's getting hammered. And that's your right winger. That's the best winger in the world.
It's funny because you're right, because like the Premier League and the FA have probably made it so that you'll get punished for just about saying anything. You know what
I'm saying? Trent said we're going to go for all four cups, and now because they got knocked out of a trophy, everyone's killing him for it. Oh, you said you was going to go for the quad.
Conor Gallagher didn't see the...
Oh my God, yeah.
And they're killing him racist.
And they put a statement out. That is mental, bro.
That is mental.
So because of that, people on eggshells, that's got to like, you know...
Everyone's parking a bus. Get me? Everyone's parking a bus. In a media sense,
yeah, everyone's parking the bus. 100%, it's not the same.
In a media sense. But then again, with the big games, people are parking the bus too.
Because Klopp came out the other day and said, if Man United play like that against Arsenal, they would lose, they'll get battered. That
was a Rabona, boy.
But what are you saying, though? Say what you're saying, innit? Say these men are not good. We should have won.
It's cheeky. Because he hasn't beat us in three games.
It's very
cheeky. Jose Mourinho, man, bring him back. Jose will rock up the whole Prem.
Yeah, but he'll finish like 19th.
It depends, though, how you look at it. Because if you're an Arsenal fan, Liverpool fan, or Man City fan right now, it's not fun right now. Because we just know even if you draw, you're out.
One sec. That's how it always used to be. You lost one. Do you remember when Arsenal used to lose 1 point?
I hate. No, but Steve, you see, Man City, they have actually made it very boring to the fact where I've seen this situation since 2012. I remember when Man City lost to Arsenal 1-0, Arteta scored. I thought, Man City have thrown away the league now. I don't even know how they won the league. Even when they just always put it in a situation where they kind of make it interesting and you think, even in football matches, they do it. Like just on the weekend, Crystal Palace losing 1-0. We're all sitting there knowing this game is going to be one Manchester. And now they're doing it in the league. They make it interesting, but now it's not even interesting anymore. I honestly think Man City.
So Man City are winning the league?
Probably, yeah.
So tomorrow, Man City play tomorrow. They win. Top.
It's more fun if Liverpool and Arsenal, because look, there's Liverpool drop points the other day to Man United. Arsenal more than likely can drop points. We know that's in them.
Miles, think about it. We're the last people to play this weekend, you know. Man City are going to win first. Liverpool might whatever.
Who they got? Liverpool, do we know?
Man City got Luton.
Man City got Luton at home. 3 p.m.
Crystal Palace.
And Liverpool's got Palace.
And then we got Aston Villa, 4:30 kickoff. Last game out of the three.
But Liverpool had the last game out of the three. And
look what happened. The pendulum swings. They drew. I'm saying Man City.
You say you're going to draw?
Oh, this is it. The Arsenal fans.
It's fear, man.
Trust me.
I don't think we're going to draw to Villa at home.
Arsenal Villa's just a good game though. Yeah. On paper. And if it's not a good game,
we're
in big trouble. Because you know in the Champions League they got rid of away goals. So teams are gonna park the bus in their away games.
I need away goals back.
I don't know if it's just that game. I don't know if it's just the Porto game. I have to say a semi my bad. Remember when I said in the Champions League
teams are more expensive.
Oh, man.
Antigo tried to tell you.
Yeah, bro. I was like, this is not it. No. I thought Porto was going to do something.
No.
It was boring.
We got Wendell, though.
It was boring.
Wait, but can I say something? We have a clip. I don't want to speak. That's rude to speak with my mouth.
My brother, next time, just do that when like someone else is speaking and then camera cuts to you.
Can
boom.
I say something?
It's mad.
What happens when he makes a statement? He makes a statement like that.
Yes.
Expansive. And he argued. I remember it clearly. He argued it. Tigo said, bro, no way. And he's like, no. You know, he got into Miles mode.
It worked in this group stage.
And now we're just going to like, oh yeah, you said it was expansive. No. You was an idiot when you said
that. What do you want to do? Spank him? Spank him or something?
Hey, Steve-O, I'll back you if you brought it up. He brought it up. So I got to go out for enough.
Did you just suck your finger?
Hey, what's your before, bro? All
right, boys. What players deserve a big move in the bottom half of the table?
Morgan Gibbs-White.
Yes.
All right, Morgan Gibbs-White. Can he do it at a big team? What big team does he go to?
Tough because of the position. I think it's tough because of the position.
I would absolutely love him at United.
Obviously, the obvious, like I said, Ross Barkley is the obvious one.
Well, no, Eze then. I've got bear of them. There's a few Eze lovely players.
What? Eze from Crystal Palace?
Eze from Crystal Palace.
Eze, yeah.
It's lower club, right? We said lower club.
Yeah, but we all know that. Give us a name.
He's right.
All right, how about this one?
We know Eze.
How about Tyreek Mitchell?
He's right.
Tyreek Mitchell, left back.
Hello, lads. The question was, who from the lower clubs could
watch him? He's like, make it interesting,
make man.
Eze was all speaking to Son.
Gay Bosho at Leeds.
Yes. Gay Bosho.
He's contract, I believe, is up in the summer, and he's going to stay in the Premier League.
Who's he play for?
Luton.
Alfie Doughty.
Yeah.
Good fullback.
Where's he going,
if
mate?
There's team,
he's
teams,
good, but
teams that play wing backs, you'd have to find.
Hey, obviously, the centre back at Everton's another obvious
Braithwaite.
One.
Cole Palmer? Cole Palmer could get a big win.
You're so horrible. You're so horrible.
It's true. To be honest, because he was going to go West Ham first. West Ham are the team that were in for him first.
But that would have meant no Kudus, though.
Yeah, but Kudus would have came to Arsenal.
West Ham are 1 point behind Man United today. If they had Cole Palmer, they'd be above Man United.
He does what Paqueta does, though, for us. Like, everything's through him, so I don't know if that stifles that. But
Paqueta?
I'd have him, no, I'm not saying that.
I don't think he stays at Man United. West Ham for long.
I don't think so either.
I think he might go this season. He's too good.
You begin to see why Man City wanted him.
Yeah, he's too good.
Mm. I think he goes Man City anyway.
I want 100 M's for him.
100 M's?
70. Yeah, 100 M's. Yeah.
70.
100
M's. 70.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, man.
Like, be honest, you saw him for Brazil. He doesn't look like, forget out
of place,
what? He runs things.
Do you know what,
Steve-O?
Do you know what, Steve-O?
Okay, thank you.
No, you know, when it comes to your players, I'm not doing this because you've done this before. You know what? Yeah, you've done this before.
No, sorry.
No, don't do that.
Sorry, but no.
Can let me have that,
I'm
going to
say that. No, sorry, but no. 100 M's for Paqueta.
Yes.
What, with that versatility?
The
game's gone, man. Everyone's 100 M's then.
The game's gone.
Most players are 100 M's.
When you are that important to your team and you're like, literally, come at the team, we lost 6
in a row. How much you buying for 50, innit?
Yeah.
Gibbs White was
60,
for,
I think.
45.
Yeah, that's the problem with Gibbs White. It's like, how much does he go for?
No, but FFP, remember they rejected a Brennan Johnson bid from Brentford,
and now they've been
docked points because basically they
could have
Their books. They should have sold him to Brentford last year. So with the Morgan Gibbs White thing, it doesn't matter how much they spent.
This ain't good for football. That ain't.
You can't just have oligarchs and billionaires just running around buying whatever they want.
It's ridiculous. Out of control.
And giving out the wages and whatever. Like, there has to be some control. But at the same time, I'm with you. If a team needs a player, they should be able to get that player no matter what. But there's like something's missing.
Here's one for you then. You said about, go lower. Give us something.
You have to give us something.
Drewsbury Hall to a top six team.
He's linked to Brighton, you know.
There you go.
No, but is he going to just think he's just going to skip?
Unreal.
He's linked to Brighton already.
I'm telling you. He could, yeah.
Is it, yeah?
He's linked to Brighton.
Bad boy player.
No, yeah, Jubilee, he's keeping up. Madness in that championship.
You know, I think it's funny. When halfway through the season, I thought when Leicester come up, they'll be settled straight back in.
Straight away.
Obviously, they've struggled a bit now. And I'm looking at that team and thinking,
Prem's
going to be tough next year for them.
It's a different team. Like, it's weird. When they left, it was like, they've got players. We said it, didn't we? They've got players. They're better than teams that are in the Prem now.
They are.
Looking at it now.
They're better than teams that are in the Prem now.
Harry Winks.
Yeah, he's like, making them tickets.
There's a couple of others I'm looking for. I'm like, where did these come from? Like, it's people gone and they've had to...
Of course, yeah.
But the Premier League is kind of difficult to predict anyway, because there's certain teams this year that I imagined would be doing a little bit better than they are and were pushed on, and they're just sort of... I'm looking
at the Belgium centre-half ain't that good.
What's that?
Well, he's international now.
Isn't it? But the Belgium team ain't that great no more. If you go and have a look through a couple of the players they're bringing in, it's like, ooh... Like, you wouldn't have got in last year's team or two years ago.
No, he's not better than what they used to be, but he's good. Vestergaard I wouldn't have, though. But Jao Gomez, yeah. Wolves.
The DM.
Yeah, man. Hang on. He's a full-blown Brazilian international. Come with something better than that, rude boy.
He just touched down over there.
That's true. I was surprised to see him on the pitch.
I like Boubacar Traore. He hasn't played that much for Wolves, but I think he looks like he's got a lot about him. That's a funny thing about the Prem as well. The quality of some of these players that are in and about, it's like the quality is crazy.
Ain't Nori.
Oi.
Yes.
Ain't Nori's called. Where is he playing now, though? Why
he's
do I see him further up
a bit
the field?
Higher.
He's alright. He's alright.
Right wing,
yeah?
They've Gareth Bell'd him.
Serious.
I don't like wing backs.
I despise wing backs.
Yeah, I don't like wing backs.
Why? He's lazy, man.
I don't like wing backs.
He's lazy, bro.
It gives it more inside.
Because
like
that means, so what? Can you only, what can you do if your gaffer says four?
Four, yeah. You're stuck.
Where are you?
So you don't like Bayer Leverkusen?
They get lost.
No, I don't. Like, Grimaldo? What is Frimpong?
A good player.
Exactly, but where does he come in the Prem?
For Celtic, he used to play right wing. Yeah.
Can he play flat?
I've seen him play right back, right
wing. Take away from his game, surely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he definitely will. He won't get as much
glass. I don't like wing backs.
That's from what we've seen this year, but I've seen him for Celtic before play right back and right wing
as well. Is he proper Dutch? Or is it like a... Like, you saw him in a Dutch team the other day, and that surprised me.
He's
a Dutch accent.
If you hear him speak, you'd think he's English. Yeah, because he was at City's academy and all that stuff.
Okay, so I'm saying
he's got an accent.
He's
not from England, though.
Okay.
That's a Ghanaian name.
Mbeumo.
Who? Yeah.
Someone needs to take him.
Good one.
Mbeumo. Someone.
Yeah, man.
I like Brian Mbeumo, but Brian Mbeumo, right? But it's 2024. And he is
bald.
Andre Ayew.
All right.
What?
Bald, yeah.
Is Tony going to move? I know he hates this show.
Ooh, West Ham.
Tony must hate this. Tony must hate this show.
Not even just that. Is Tony's comeback as good as
it was? 4-4.
It started good, right?
Yeah. He landed well.
And where is he now?
And can I say?
Yeah, but he had to get match fit.
Remember, he's more than just goals. Come although on. He's a goal scorer. You see the way he works defenses.
Come on.
And he's had a couple of oohs as well with them volleys.
Trust me, man.
He's been playing well, but you're right. His goals did dry up.
He doesn't look 100% match fit though. He doesn't look 100% match fit. He wouldn't be though.
Yeah, but Miles, one thing, you know what, for example, from an Arsenal perspective, we were always talking about up front, we need someone that will score goals. And everyone spoke about Ivan Toney. So I just expected the comeback to be more than...
Yeah, but we're thinking about Ivan Toney from last season, though, really and truly. Not Ivan Toney, who's had a layoff for like a couple months.
Started mad. I see the lights, camera, action, criticals there, Instagram.
There's one guy you lot should get, but there's two. But the one guy I would like you to get is Watkins. I know he's different to your team, but they're different.
No, they couldn't get near him. Why? No way.
Not even with his fair play, have to sell him for a certain price.
I don't think Villa have to sell anyone, though. No.
They ain't going to sell Watkins.
Okay, then the second one is Isak. I think that's the other one.
That's the player I would want.
But I think Ollie's stronger and he complements your
it's
lovely
enough,
team.
It's not enough, Jordy. All this Isak talk is not enough. It's not enough.
What, Isak?
Who's scared of Isak?
But you're scared of Ollie Watkins, no?
Huh?
He's a brute, no?
Ollie Watkins is good, but for me, it's still not enough. It's not enough. If you want to compete,
what are you after then?
I don't know. I want to know.
No, you need a killer, man.
Who?
But there ain't no much killers out there. There ain't no much killers out there.
Isak is a murderer.
I don't want to say the conventional, like the Osimhens or the Lewandowski or the Canes.
Gyökeres. They're not the ones, though.
Yeah,
well,
Gyökeres.
Gyökeres.
I think I said his name.
How about the one?
I've never had to say his name.
Oh, Vahalovic. For me, Isak's cold.
You mean Vlahovic?
Yeah, Vahalovic, yeah.
Vlahovic,
same thing.
Just vibes.
Isak is good, don't get me wrong. If we signed him, I wouldn't be, oh damn, why did we sign Isak? But I don't know if he's gonna take us to the next level.
Did you say that about Odegaard?
No, yeah, I did, honestly. Because what I saw of Odegaard, I saw glimpses of genius, but I didn't see it fully. I didn't.
Future Ballon d'Or, that guy.
I can't fully trust him.
Ooh, Isak.
No, I can't Miles. Fully trust. Miles. I can't right. fully trust. You can trust me, man, because I was saying Jorginho is a very good signing and you lot looked at me like I was crazy.
You're looking at the wrong person when you say that.
But no. I'm just saying in general, because the public's there.
I said Rice was better than Casemiro. You lot said I was a nutcase.
Yeah, we've all said things. I said ESR should
was
be
crazy
playing.
Though. The fact you couldn't see Casemiro was on the way out.
Huh? Yeah, but it is what it is, man.
Like, it was like half a month later, he was gone.
So, Steve-O, do you still think we're not going to make top four?
I changed my mind within a month, bro. Like, come on. Like, I literally saw you start the season. I was like, ooh.
Steve-O, what's your worst ever football take?
Not Scalacci.
Scamacca.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you've had worse than that.
Really? Really?
Of course.
Please name him. I'd love to do a show.
Sancho.
Sancho, yeah. Ballon d'Or. I said he'd be in the team of the season. This season? Or was that last season?
I think it was this season.
Yeah, he did it. That was a take.
You said he's going to kick on now?
Which means he'd be the best right winger in the league.
Which wouldn't have been hard. Who is the best? So,
if Saka or Salah.
Whoa.
Salah, yeah.
Cole Palmer play right wing or
Cole Palmer too.
Like, he had that ability in him to get that. It's not hard. We've said it's not an exciting
Kudus
season.
Kudus is there.
Who?
Kudus.
Oh,
Jordy, just to go off topic, just quickly, and we're done.
Oh, please do, please.
Yeah, and we don't really talk about England. Yeah, who's England's? Who's your front three for England? Give me your midfield and your front three. Just quickly.
One thing I love about Miles with his interview style, because
he knows his answer.
10 out of 10. No, it's not that. Is that he asks the question, then he goes. Wait.
Yeah, you have to.
Double question.
Yeah.
Give me
your midfield, your free midfield, and your free up front.
That's the whole team, brother.
I'm going to go Rice, Cobbie.
Oh,
come on.
But no,
keep going.
And Bellingham.
Okay.
Right wing, Foden. No, sorry, not Foden, Saka. Up top, Kane. Mm. Left wing,
Gordon.
Marcus Rashford.
Still?
Yeah.
Your Man United bias is
go on,
horrible.
Go on,
that's not a bias.
That is definitely bias.
It's not a bias.
Go on.
In the middle part for me would be Rice, Bellingham, Foden, Saka. Wow.
Rice, Bellingham, Foden.
Yeah.
They're going to argue.
No, let him land.
Let me do my acting, please.
Rice, Bellingham, Foden.
We're out now.
There we go.
You're out anyway. Doesn't matter.
go on.
Saka, Kane.
And another cam. Go on.
Grealish.
Yeah, go free.
Go on, Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Rice.
All right.
Bellingham.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rice, Bellingham, Cole Palmer.
Raz Bellingham and Cole Palmer, yeah?
Saka, Kane, Foden. That's my...
Foden?
Yeah. Know.
Miles?
Rice.
Your team's got no pace.
Rice, Bellingham, Foden in the 10. Rice, Bellingham, Foden in the 10. Saka, Kane, Rashford.
Go on, Tigo.
I would probably go Rice, Bellingham, Mainoo. That's the balance. Mm. Then it's Saka and it's Kane. And it's probably, even though he's had a shocking season, actually the two players I would play there that both had shocking Rashford seasons are Rashford and Sterling. Because of the directness you need in international football. I don't think Phil Foden does play for England just because of the way international football works. I don't think he does. Same with James Maddison. I don't think James Maddison plays for England.
He could play in that 10, man. I think Foden could play in that 10.
Cole Palmer's a better 10 than him for me.
What are we doing?
What?
What are you doing?
More naturally, like a better 10. Like, wants to get the ball passed.
Then Foden. Foden has been arguably City's best player this season.
Yeah, wicked.
And he's been doing it.
He's been amazing. You can have two great players. I'm
and
sorry.
And he's been doing it in the
10. I'm saying, as a natural 10, born with it, 10, gets it look like. It's not. It's him. It's my man. If I had Odegaard, I'd rather put Odegaard there. Like, it's a more natural.
On the right.
You can't really, like, you can't just disregard what Steve was saying, because what Cole Palmer's doing at Chelsea doesn't almost make sense.
And it's not even like he's. Like the goals, it's Harry plays. Harry literally.
He's involved in everything moving forward. Like, that's everything moving forward.
I think Foden and moves about a bit.
The reason
why
I ask this question, yeah, because obviously Cole Palmer's killing it right now, yeah, but I don't think he starts for this England squad.
He probably doesn't, but that's what I would like.
But a lot, and even Kobbie Mainoo, Kobbie Mainoo.
Baller.
I don't know if he starts.
Who does then?
I was going to say Henderson, by the way.
For me, there's no creativity in that midfield with him, Rice, and Bellingham. What? I don't think there's not enough.
Bellingham sets things up and does through ball. He can
he's
do
not
it
a 10. Bellingham's not a 10 to me.
I'm not saying he is a 10, but he can set things up.
Yeah, but that's not enough. I think Phil Foden's got a bit more creativity.
But he can set things up still.
But you got this drifting high midfielder with this playmaking number 9. If you let Bellingham get ahead of Kane, they're going to score so many goals between them. At international level as well, especially when you've got two wide players going across.
So you don't think Rice could do it by himself in there? And then Bellingham could drop back and help him a bit?
Doesn't matter anyway, because Southgate's going to play Trent DM anyway, so it don't matter.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, watch.
And destroy
Trent
all.
Or Mainoo, yeah. But I'm not mad at that.
So, because obviously, perfect world, Calvin Phillips is fit and we have our two there, but...
What? Calvin Phillips in 2021 fit, was crazy.
Yeah.
Nah.
Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice were crazy in 2021.
Yeah, what are you talking
and about? Yeah, but we evolved. Carl Palmer's here now.
If he's fit,
it's been 2 years.
Hang on, brother.
Mainoo's here now.
I'm talking compliments from. Nah, don't do that to Calvin Phillips.
Maybe in a couple
Calvin
of years.
Calvin Phillips is cold.
Let's bring Smith forward.
Apart from that, I would have liked Henderson, to be honest.
Have you spoken to Calvin Phillips?
No.
Cool.
I haven't.
Probably a cool guy.
I want to. No, lovely guy, man. I want to. Nah.
Calvin Phillips is a baller.
Did you see him?
Yeah, man. So
I rated it.
Damn right, man.
I rated it so highly.
Damn right. Well done.
I think Rice could do that by himself. He does it, bro. When we saw Phillips the other day for international break and he was in there with Rice, Rice was playing by himself in there.
In England should beat most teams they play against.
Mm-hmm. Except?
Except when they play against Spain, France, Italy, like tougher teams, right? You're probably better off, like I say, with a Kobbie Mainoo or
Henderson.
No, definitely not Henderson.
Definitely not.
Henderson. Definitely not. No, definitely not. No, Henderson couldn't hang with those kids. No way.
He can because of that, mate.
No, bro. You ain't got the legs.
Oh, these kids. Yeah, man.
What?
You think Hendo can hang in the midfield?
I still think. I think last tournament. I don't think after that. I think last tournament.
Bro, save the space, man.
If you want to be a champion, you have to play France. If you're playing France, you need a midfield that can compete with the midfield that they've got.
Could play in that against the French team now.
Yeah, I think so. And so could Trent in midfield.
I'm just saying that is a massive test. If that French midfield that you're talking about, understand you don't just go, yeah, Kobbie Mainoo.
I'm just saying, if we're going against France, Tchouaméni and Camavinga, you don't go in there with Henderson. Because they got the legs and they got the know-how.
So when do you play Henderson?
Macedonia.
Macedonia, yeah. No, the third game when we're through.
Hello, brother.
Am I wrong?
Hello.
If you talk to the senior players that And the young players at England, they'll tell you Henderson needs to be there.
Yeah, he needs
right,
to be
right, and let
there.
Me tell you this as well.
Him, Kane,
bruv. I don't know this for sure. I really don't know this, but I'm quite positive. He is at the top of the bleep test to this day. He's fit.
So was James
he's
Milner.
Got, is that because they've got legs?
But they can't play no more.
He didn't play on the weekend. Ajax got battered 6-0.
Yeah. Didn't know that, but yeah.
Oh, that league. Come on, man. What are we doing, man?
Oh, what we're doing now is when it suits us.
Yeah, but come on, you know, Hendo, when was the last time you played top-tier competitive football like that?
God, who's the defence then? England's defence?
Oh, God.
Right back, Walker. Centre back, John Stones. Top draw player.
Did you see him this weekend?
Wait, see what happened the other day? Oh, my Lord.
Have you been seeing what's happening to Dunk that you lot keep putting in your top centre backs?
At least Dunk worst plays player at least ever. Dunk plays games.
No, he's not.
Lewis Dunk is good. Cold.
I like Lewis, though. I like Lewis. He's a good really like Lewis. Good guy, man.
Nice guy as well, by the way.
Saying that, who's else so would I put Dunk in that team?
There's no one there.
Nah, but I'm saying Maguire because he has been solid. Left back.
That's the problem.
Are you going to put Chilwell?
No, mate.
Are you going to put Tyrick Mitchell?
Has he been playing well this year?
I would put Joe Gomez, probably.
Gomez. Oh, no balance, though. TT, you said all about balance from that midfield.
I think the way football is now, you play four centre-backs.
Would Rico Lewis been... Had a choice. Is he Jamaican or English?
No, he's English.
Yeah, Rico Lewis.
I'm just saying. No,
Rico Lewis is so good, man.
No,
did you watch him this weekend?
No, he's cool. We're clutching now.
We are clutching.
For left back, LeSure would have been it, but... Centre back's going to be it then.
Shaw's going to be fine by the end of the month. He'll make it. Watch.
So wait, is that your that's bad. So Miles.
No.
So yeah. So no. Gomez.
No.
And Maguire.
Yeah.
He's hard to say Gomez because he said Gomez.
He gave me the idea. He's my friend.
He's my friend.
Sorry.
Oh, who's your keeper?
I'm sorry, Jordan Pickford. You could be a lovely geezer and you might watch this show and it's nothing personal. I don't know you. Yeah. No, for real.
Go on.
Sometimes it's just.
Go on.
I would go Jake Butland.
Jack Butland.
Who's Jack Butland putting in minutes for right now?
Rangers, mate. Having the most greatest season ever.
The three goals he conceded on the weekend?
Did you see? You didn't watch the game.
One of them went right through him. One of them went right. It was one of the worst piece of goalkeeping I've seen this season.
How about this one? Southgate was in the stands watching Jake Butland.
Jack!
Yeah? Jake. And then guess who we saw? Jack.
This don't need to be long, though. It's not Jack Butland.
Miles, what's your team? Your defense.
It'd be Kyle Walker, Stones, Maguire. Right,
same as me. There's you winding me up.
There's not much.
He just grilled me for my back four.
There's not much. I'll put Trippier left back.
Is that Trent left back?
Nah. I don't want to see him left back.
It could happen.
Isn't it? Coming inside, inverted. That's just defensive.
I said this a few weeks ago. It could happen.
Trent left back. Because you can't even defend really.
No, I don't think you throw left right back. I don't think you throw Trent in at left back in international.
But come on, mate, we're gonna have to hurry you up, mate.
No, it's just I'll go Trippier.
Poet, what's your back four?
Let's go Pickford in goal. So I can't figure out who else. Dean Henderson's another individual, but
it's Pickford.
See, that made some good saves this weekend.
Butland's ahead of all of them
in Scotland.
Butland's ahead of Pickford,
man. One of the greatest keepers of all time. Andy Gorham, mate. Andy Gorham.
A legend who stopped in central London.
Come on. Shout out, Jake. Kyle Walker, right back. Braithwaite, centre back. Mm-hmm. With Van Dolan. Braithwaite.
You put him centre back. You throw him in there.
Brother, he's going to be playing for Man City next season anyway.
Go on, Poet. Finish your left back.
And I think after listening to you lot deliberate, I'm going to go for Trent, that left back.
I like it. I think it can happen.
That's my idea. I might put him back in my team.
Everyone, that was Steve O's idea.
Jordy gone.
Walker Stones, Maguire, and Aaron Wan-Bissaka was that, man.
Whoa.
I don't know what to do over there.
You'll take Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
That's bad, you know, left back for Liverpool, England. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but it's so Chilwell and Lucas has gone nowhere.
You see Chilwell, I look at him and I'm like,
to you, on my bad.
He looks right, him. He looks cool.
You said he's better than Shaw.
He is better than Shaw.
He's not.
He's just coming back from injury.
He's always coming back from injury.
So is Shaw.
Yeah, but Shaw's always better than him.
I think Shaw's more direct. He ain't got enough oomph, man. If he could add some oomph.
Come on.
What's that one? That's
I don't think you sing that one.
It's a football song, isn't it?
What?
I don't think you sing that one.
What do you do?
Why?
Talk it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with in goal Pickford. Did you see Bernd Leno the other day? They asked him to do, like, you know that thing on, I think it's on TikTok, where you go, right.
Keeper versus keeper.
There's 10 spots and they give you a player and you've got to put them like, all right, that person's eighth. And he's doing goalkeepers, Bernd Leno. Pickford comes up. Do you know what he says?
20.
Can I do 20? So I'm going Pickford. I'm going, he's not injured, right? He's not injured. It's Braithwaite and Gueye. I know, like, it's Stones. It has to be started with Stones. I think you get a left foot and a right foot. You make that space. Defensively, they're more solid than having Stones. Harry Maguire shouldn't be starting
for your country. I don't know whose country England is. It's not mine.
It's yours, the most.
It's not mine.
Facts. It's facts.
No, it's not. It's not.
Harry's had a good 6 months,
I claim
though,
different
right?
countries. We'll get there.
Okay.
And then right back, I would go Trent, and then left back, I would go Kyle Walker.
I hate your back.
You've been ultimate team. What are you playing FIFA? Jesus Christ, Guehi and Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Might as well. Braithwaite, Ferguson.
I think best possible scenario, and not like, oh. It seems like everyone has this ideal dream and they talk about Foden in the 10 and Cole Palmer here and all this. Oh. And they talk about Sterling and Rashford, don't even put them on the plane and play Madison, all this stuff. Everyone likes to be so idealistic about every position in the England team, apart from centre back.
That's a
where they just basically go, well, John Stones, we know, doesn't like the kind of pressure that England would face against big teams. And Harry Maguire, is still Harry Maguire.
So
where
he likes
day.
Pressure then?
Yeah, but he has to deal with pressure every game.
Stones doesn't handle pressure well.
I don't think Stones does not face pressure.
Well, in how many Champions League games do they play yearly?
A lot, and they keep the ball 70% of the time.
Your set about partners is of tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're talking about what you would pick and strategically, tactically, what makes the most sense. To me, that makes the most sense. But when it comes to centre-backs, everyone just gets into their heads.
Who's
like,
the A centre-back?
John Stones got 80... It's probably Gay, because Gay, he's an A centre-back, whereas Branthwaite's a B centre-back with Tarkowski. But I think those two, that balance is great.
About Tomori, he's not close?
Close, I think so, yeah.
Tomori's good.
I forgot about him.
Shout out to Tomori, bro.
By the way, Declan started as a centre-half. Oh, my God. Declan back to centre-half. It frees it up and all the rest of it.
Nah, let's stop, man.
No, like, Roger, like Spain did with Rodri. It was class.
Let's wrap that
then
up.
Then Kobbie Mainoo definitely gets to start.
Let's wrap it up, man.
Filthy5.com. Subscribe to the channel. We are happy to bring you a bonus episode where we can talk about football of the current variety.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.